Energy forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with a chance for scattered showers. High temperatures reach up to 59. North winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Lows around 35 tonight. Tomorrow, highs around 72. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 50.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. As the Kansas State Legislature wraps up their session, one of the major issues that needs to be addressed by the end of the session this year includes education funding, as many teachers ended up showing up to the Capitol this week to try and rally many of the legislators to end the school choice conversation and keep funds in public schools only.
We ask for any funds that divert public dollars to private entities. We cannot support that. Number two, we ask for our Kansas legislators to pass a clean school funding bill as required by the Gannon ruling.
That audio from AAC News. Republican state legislators say the issue is top of mind.
Lobbyists who are requesting those various bills from associations or membership groups, they have already started to come ask for meetings here in the Capitol with legislators to see if their issue is going to breathe life again and become law.
Mid-America Network News.
Rusty Eck Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty Eck Ford has the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Our finance team will help you with the best finance options available. Need your car serviced? Rusty Eck Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home, work, or fleet for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Our certified professionals can work on all makes and models. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 3 years running for the best overall sales and service experience. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at rustyeckford.com and drive home your new Ford today. And remember,
if you don't come to us today, we can't save you any money.
With the last days going into the legislative session of 2023, Democrats in the state legislature say they're trying a final renewed push to try and allow legalization of marijuana on a medical side across the state of Kansas. KAKE News reports that the House Minority Leader Vic Miller from Topeka area says that he's renewed that push with an amnesty bill for cannabis being signed by 35 state representatives during the last few days of the session. If passed, the bill would release those convicted of marijuana-related offenses from their sentences and allow the expungement for their records. As he says, he's calculated near 72 residents from adult correctional facilities, 94 individuals from parole and post-release supervision, 42 individuals from adult community correction supervision, and 36 individuals from juvenile community correction supervisions locked up due to marijuana-related offenses in the state. Throughout the session this year, legislators did try three different medical marijuana bills in the state that would legalize medical marijuana, allow green cards for veterans, and legalize the growing to sell for medical marijuana purposes in the state.
Most hailstorms last 3 to 5 minutes. In that time, Mother Nature can deal a crushing blow to your crops, your profits, and the future of your farming operation. Remove that risk with crop hail coverage from Blue Valley Insurance. Our crop hail policies provide protection against physical damage from hail, and our wind coverage ensures a safety net in case of damaging winds and tornadoes. Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Leadership from the Nebraska Cattlemen Disaster Relief Fund has officially announced that they are now accepting monetary donations along with relief applications to help with beef cattle producers who may have been impacted by recent fires across the state. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that in a statement from Steve Hansen, the Nebraska Cattlemen's president, saying, quote, the cattle community must come together during challenging times to support our fellow producers affected by the recent fires. We are thankful for the dedication and bravery of first responders, including local volunteer fire departments, who are going above and beyond to contain these fires and keep Nebraskans safe. The Disaster Relief Fund is a tax-exempt 501c3 charitable organization, and donations made to the Disaster Relief Fund may be tax-deductible. In other news, during the monthly meeting, the Western Nebraska Community College has officially announced their new president, as the College Area Board of Governors announced Greg Dart to be the next president for the WNCC. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
Spending time in the backyard can be a great time for all your family and friends. Burwell Construction can make your backyard look its best with a new deck and patio cover. Wood or composite decks, Burwell Construction will help you design the perfect space for all your outdoor fun. And Burwell Construction can secure your backyard with a new fence. 316-794-3430. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
It's Burwell, it's Burwell, Burwell Construction.
Tax season is here. Are you ready? AARP Foundation Tax Aid is. Their IRS-certified volunteers provide tax preparation help to anyone, and it's completely free. You don't have to be an AARP member. AARP Foundation Tax Aid has several in-person, low-contact, and contact-free options. Visit aarp.org/taxaid or call 888-AARP-NOW for more details. That's aarp.org/TAXAIDE or 888-AARP-NOW.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County commissioners last week met with department heads. The Agency on Aging directors received notification the Department of Transportation grant beginning July 2024 will not be fully funded and will result in a shortfall in federal and state operations of $47,000. The health nurse reported 8 of 9 grant reports have been filed. They're doing school outreach clinics before summer. The appraisers finished valuation hearings. Personal property notices will be mailed out May 1st. The extension office is looking for a nutrition person to work with the elderly and school children. They have 2 interns this summer working with school programs and 4-H type activities. County treasurer reminded second half taxes are due May 10th. Emergency management has stayed busy with countywide fires. Public Works Administrator reports finishing shoulder work on the Axtell Blacktop overlay on Blacktop south of Blue Rapids. Crews are busy blading and hauling rock, and bridge work continues throughout the county. The county clerk talked to the special election for the jail, and commissioners have finished up town hall meetings for the jail project. Health department plans should get rolling by June. TC Energy and federal officials have received a report of a suspected cause and contributions toward the oil pipeline break in December in Washington County. Primary cause was a progressive fatigue crack in a weld connecting a manufactured elbow fitting to the pipe across Mill Creek, which had been in operation for a decade. During construction, the segment of pipe was subject to inadvertent bending stresses sufficient to initiate a crack and led to deformation. TC Energy advised they're in the process of implementing a comprehensive plan to enhance pipeline integrity and overall safety performance. These include excavations and examinations of sites with characteristics similar to the incident location, performing inline inspections, and examining and evolving pipeline design guidelines, construction operations, and integrity management practices. Due to unexpected volunteer obligations, the Home City Fun Fest planned this Saturday is being postponed until June 24th. A recent community meeting in Bern has renewed conversations with USD 115, the Omaha Central School Board, which may pursue acquisition of territory that remains in USD 113 Prairie Hills District. That despite some 80 students in that area this year attending school in Seneca. An earlier effort in 2012 with closure of the Bern School was turned away by Prairie Hills. The current conversation is driven by a recent announcement of closure of the Wetmore Academic Center, which will scatter additional students to Nemaha Central and some to USD 380 Centralia. Families in the affected area have noted that next school year, roughly half of students within the Prairie Hills district boundary will attend classes in other districts. Some are asking that taxes and representation be shifted apportionately. An injury accident was reported in Marshall County April 11th. Michael Yoxel of Frankfort lost control on K-99 north of Parallel Road and left the roadway. The driver was transported to CMH in Marysville, treated and released. Frankfort citywide garage sales are this weekend, Friday and Saturday. Maps are available at several locations in the community. The KNDY Public Affairs Program guest this weekend is Marcy Penner, who talks about the Big Kansas Road Trip, which is slated next weekend, May 5th, 6th, and 7th, in Republic, Jewell, and Smith counties of north-central Kansas. Join the conversation Saturday morning at 7:10 on Key and EY. Betty Weimer, age 73 of Washington, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church, Greenleaf. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Friday, 1 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Betty Weimer's. Ray A. Skip Moody, age 71, of Wymore, passed away April 19th. A celebration of life service is planned Saturday, 2 until 5, at the Heidelauer Bar and Clay Center, with the Harmon Wright Mortuary Beatrice in charge of arrangements for Skip Moody. Carolyn L. Moore, age 71, of Barnes, passed away. Funeral service Monday at 1 at the Barnes United Methodist Church. Burial in the Maplewood Cemetery at Barnes. Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Carolyn Moore.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you. Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
KNDY.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some rain showers are likely today, staying slightly cooler with our highs in the mid-50s and lower 60s. Northwest winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. A slight chance for some rain early tonight, then staying partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid-30s. Northwest winds still between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Warming up on Saturday, some sunshine with our highs in the lower 70s. And mostly clear and breezy throughout Saturday night with our lows in the upper 30s. North winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. More sunshine throughout Sunday with our highs in the lower to mid 60s. Northwest winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. And clear throughout Sunday night with our lows in the lower to mid 30s. Northwest winds still between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Still staying sunny as we head into Monday with our highs in the lower to upper 60s. Northwest winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Clear skies Monday night with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late April 70, record high on this date 94. The average low 47, the record low is 27. Sunset this evening at 8:17. Sunrise in the morning at 6:33.
Before the modern food age, the first spring greens of the season were a big deal. All about the tradition of spring tonics today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, April 28th, the 118th day of the year. Comedian Jay Leno and entertainer Ann Margaret were both born on this day. Early settlers were firm believers in tonics made from the early greens of spring. They may have been on to something. We've since learned that they're packed with all kinds of beneficial vitamins and nutrients. To concoct your own tonic, dandelion greens may be your easiest bet. When boiled, the kettle water is full of water-soluble vitamins. Or simply toss a few greens into your next salad. Another favorite tonic was made from sassafras. If you have access to sassafras saplings, you can brew tea from the root or the leaves. Just one word of caution, be sure any vegetation you gather hasn't been treated with fertilizer or pesticide. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Blue Rapids is on the move.
A small town with a big heart.
We always invite you to join us as we move forward.
Take time to see our progress.
We'd love to have you.
Come see what we have to offer.
Around the town square or anywhere you might be.
Visit Blue Rapids, the small town with a big heart.
Western National Bank is proud of the Axtell Eagles spring sports teams, wishing all of them a victorious and successful season. The athletes have worked hard, and their determination is sure to pay off in upcoming events. Good luck and go Eagles from your fans at Western National Bank in Summerfield, member FDIC. Spring Creek Golf Course is proud of the Nemaha Central Thunder, Centralia Panthers, and Axtell Eagles spring sports teams. These talented athletes are ready to take on the competition at this week's sporting events. Good luck, guys and girls, from your fans at Spring Creek Golf Course and 19th Hole Bar and Grill in Seneca. Michael Bennett Trucking Incorporated knows the athletes on the Nemaha Central spring sports teams are the best of the best and will beat the rest at the games and events this week. Good luck and let's go Thunder from your supportive fans at Michael Bennett Trucking Incorporated in Seneca. 50 years of service.
Work Sports, I'm Doug Downs. Round one of the NFL draft came to an end last night in Kansas City. The Kansas City Chiefs had the last pick of the first round, and they stayed home by picking up Kansas State's Felix Anaduke Azama, a defensive end edge rusher from Kansas State University and a Kansas City native. Here's what Andy Reid thinks about their first round pick.
I think it's neat. The draft's right here in Kansas City. I know the people down at the draft were excited. We had it on the TV, and they were fired up about it. So Kansas State, Kansas City, and then the draft, I think that's a real positive.
The biggest surprise of the night came from the Arizona Cardinals. They already had the number two pick where they took Ohio State quarterback C.J. Stroud, and then they immediately made a trade and got the third pick of the night where they picked up Will Anderson, a All-American linebacker out of Alabama. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Rusty Eck Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty Eck Ford has the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Our finance team will help you with the best finance options available. Need your car serviced? Rusty Eck Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home, work, or fleet for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Our certified professionals can work on all makes and models. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 3 years running for the best overall sales and service experience. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at RustyEckFord.com and drive home your new Ford today. And remember,
if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
The Kansas City Chiefs still have 9 more picks in the draft, and rounds 2 and 3 of the NFL draft will be tonight. You can watch that on ESPN and ABC. It starts at 7 o'clock. Then rounds 4 through 7 will be tomorrow, starting at 11 a.m., also on ESPN and ABC. Amongst all of the NFL draft coverage, there was Major League Baseball yesterday, but it was the same story for the Kansas City Royals, another L in the column. The Royals lose to the Twins 7-1. The Royals could only manage 3 hits in the game. Those two teams will play this afternoon at 3:10 in Minnesota. There was only one game in the NBA last night, and it was the series between Boston and Atlanta. Boston ends up winning the series 4-2 with a 128-120 win last night over the Hawks. The Kansas Jayhawks women's basketball team celebrated their WNIT championship yesterday with the governor. The KU team visited Laura Kelly at the Capitol. The Jayhawks were recognized by the state Senate, House of Representatives, and, of course, the Kansas governor. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
With text order options, competitive daily pricing, and no rack requirements, Kramer Oil has everything to make your next propane or fuel order a breeze. This is Chad Kramer. Our goal at Kramer Oil is to deliver dependable, reliable products to your home or business at the best value and with the best customer service around. Visit us online at KramerOil.com and see how we can serve you. The Kramer family, proudly serving your family since 1976.
Hoppin', let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca, the best place to be.
Skip the drive. Come see us right here in Marysville, Kansas. At Honeyman Auto Sales and Service, you'll find the same honest sales experience backed by the same reliable service. With the same goals in mind, our Marysville location is sure to provide you with a satisfying vehicle experience. Find us on Facebook or stop in at 1122 Pony Express Highway today.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
It's service you can always trust at Sink Gordon & Associates in Waterville and Marysville. Their experience in all matters of farm, business, and individual income tax planning and preparation, estates and trust, accounting and payroll services too. Call Chad Parker in Waterville at 363-2263 or Aaron Wright in Marysville at 562-3858. Sink Gordon & Associates, comprehensive and innovative accounting in Northeast Kansas since 1946.
Community National Bank is confident the Nemaha Central Thunder spring sports teams will play hard to get the wins at the events this week. So be on the lookout because these athletes are on fire. Good luck from the staff at Community National Bank in Seneca. Innovation for every generation. Member FDIC.
In April 2017, there was debate in the country about exiting the NAFTA trade deal with Canada and Mexico that had been adopted in the 1990s. Most in agriculture considered the deal vital for strong ag markets, but preserving the trade pact required sneaking into the Oval Office. The story behind what happened the last week of April is one you won't want to miss, and it's next on the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
It was the last full week of April 2017, and Ray Starling, special assistant to the president for ag, ag trade, and food assistance, learned that the president was going to withdraw from NAFTA, a move that could have been very negative for American farmers. Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue had just been confirmed the prior day.
I was going to take him to the Oval Office, and we were going to sneak in and talk the president out of withdrawing from NAFTA.
Rince Priebus was the president's chief of staff at the time. He stopped the pair and advised they could not just stop by to see the president. However, the doors to the Oval Office soon opened, and Starling and Perdue had their chance. The pair produced a color-coded map of the counties President Trump had carried in 2016, and Perdue shared the potential impact with the president.
And he says, if you terminate NAFTA without something else being in place, these are the people, and he circled the Midwest and the reddest, most central part of the country. He said, these are the people you're going to be hurting.
Meanwhile, Starling stepped outside the Oval Office to make quick calls for others in the West Wing who could come and support their cause.
And by the time this meeting ended, there had to be 15 to 20 people standing inside the Oval Office. The president basically said, I'm really glad you all came in here. We're going to reconsider this decision.
Starling shares the story in his recently released book, Farmers vs. Foodies. He says few people know how close the country was to losing the important trade deal.
We had essentially changed the course of history, at least insofar as it related to terminating that particular trade agreement on that particular week.
You can hear the full story about just stopping by the Oval Office to see the president by going to farmingthecountryside.com and listening to episode 244. Traveling the Countryside in Raleigh, North Carolina, I'm Andrew McCray.
It isn't always coyotes and dogs snatching your animals. It might be a hawk. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Prevention is the best solution for keeping hungry raptors away as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
Do you think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
We have hawks that fly around the yard looking for mice, and that's okay with us. However, it's not okay to see them gobbling up prized poultry or songbirds at the feeder. Gail Garber is the executive director of an organization called Hawks Aloft and says songbirds are part of a predatory bird's diet. We may not like it, but it's a necessary part of the life cycle.
It's important to remember that raptors have a role in the environment, and they tend to call out the birds that are old or very young or sick or weak in some way or just have poor responses. And they actually help keep prey populations healthy by controlling those types of birds.
Sharp-shinned and Cooper's hawks are the most likely to snatch a bird at the feeder. There really isn't an easy fix for that. However, you could stop filling the feeders for about a week and the hawks might go somewhere else. Predatory birds salivate over poultry and will swoop down for an easy chicken dinner. Lock poultry up at night in a secure, enclosed area. During the day, a dog will drive away a raptor looking for a free meal. You can't prevent a hawk from hunting for food. Nearly all wild bird species are protected, and it's illegal to kill them unless you get a permit from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. But you may be able to scare them away. Try something that randomly makes noise or a device called a flapper.
It's hanging and it's on a swivel, and it actually has light that reflects, and so it spins in the wind and it makes light, and it moves at different times because of that. And that actually has been known to deter some birds from coming into an area.
Learn more about bird control techniques at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Lord, I hope this day is good. Thankful, Lord, I know I should, but Lord. should, but Lord, I hope this day is good. Lord, I hope this day is good.
If you read or listen to the news, you can expect one thing to hit the headlines every day, and that's the stock market report. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. We all want to know, is it up, is it down, and what's causing these changes? You know, it's amazing how a few simple numbers can impact the financial mood of an entire nation. So how do you measure your financial health? Maybe it's how much cash you have on hand, or what you have in savings. Or if you have enough in your retirement account. Now, these are all good ways to determine if your finances are in good shape. But here's another way. Take a look at your spending, saving, and giving. Are they aligned with your faith? Are you being obedient to God with your financial decisions? If you can answer yes to both these questions, you'll find you can live a life of contentment, confidence, and generosity. A thought to help you be wise and thrive.
What to do or not do when a farmer you know seems to be suffering with a mental health issue. Today on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade your planter or sprayer with the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to Right Spot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has got you covered for all your upcoming field work. Upgrade your equipment with the latest technology from Ag Leader and reap the benefits this spring. You do it all, so should your technology. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer to get yours today.
Let's say you have a friend or family member who is a farmer, and they appear to be struggling with a mental health situation. They also appear unwilling to acknowledge they may have a problem. Bridget Britton is an Extension Behavioral Health Field Specialist with The Ohio State University.
The person is not going to be ready for treatment or any kind of conversation until they're ready. It's just how it is with anything. I'm not ready to lose weight until I'm ready to lose weight. I'm not ready to stop drinking until I'm ready to stop drinking. You're not going to force me to do it.
Britton says the proper thing to say in this case is, I'm here if you need me.
If they're in denial, that means they're totally not ready. But when they want to be ready, when they are ready, they might come to you first because they know that you were the person that acknowledged them and that you said that you were here for them when they were ready, and to not be judgmental when they're ready to talk.
Qualified help is often not far away. Many states have resources available. And if the situation is critical, the National Suicide and Crisis Hotline number is 988. You can also hear more from Bridget Britton through the link on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Landall Company in Marysville is looking for skilled individuals for full-time or summer employment. If you or someone you know is looking for a stable career with wages that begin at $15.75 and up, offering advancement opportunities, annual wage increases, 4% attendance bonus, $2 per hour shift differential, plus a generous benefit package that includes 401k, paid time off, and insurance benefits, among others, apply online or contact Landall Company in Marysville at 785-562-5381. EEO Vets and Disabilities welcome. Go online at Landall.com.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. It is Friday, April the 28th. Farm leaders told a White House ag panel the next farm bill must update reference prices and protect or even improve crop insurance. National Corn Growers President Tom Hague laid out his group's top 2023 Farm Bill priorities.
Protecting the federal crop insurance, strengthening the producer safety net, bolstering U.S. international market developments, and supporting voluntary conservation programs.
Hag and the other commodity leaders joined General Farm Commodities Chair Austin Scott in complaining that PLC and ARC reference prices set in 2012 are way outdated.
The current statutory reference price for corn is $3.70 per bushel, well below the current market price and long-term historical average prices.
Hague called for boosting the effective reference price escalator above its current 115% cap. USA Rice Chairman Kurt Satterfield credited House Ag for seeking a higher farm bill funding baseline need to update the support trigger.
The cost of production being so much higher than 2012, it's just a completely different world that we live in now as far as pricing and input costs, and it really needs to be relevant for the PLC to work.
Time now for your soil temperature report from Abilene Machine. For high-quality ag replacement parts at low prices, just call 800-255-0337 or order online at abilenemachine.com. And here are your 4-inch soil temperatures around the state of Kansas. Currently, it's 49 at Atwood, 46 at Goodland, 50 at Sharon Springs. Syracuse is at 53. Johnson is at 54 right now. Dodge City, 56. Wichita at 53, Yates Center at 54, and let's look at your ag news.
It starts with you. You reach out to Cake News because you need someone who is on your side, someone who knows how it feels to be unheard, someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell is disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. Cake News, always on your side.
Hi, it's Andy Hoosier with your Mid-America Network News. Stay tuned into your radio station all day long right here as we cover the latest breaking news across the state of Kansas. From breaking news in Topeka, announcements from different state agencies, business initiatives from your local communities, plus your latest crime, weather, and traffic reports across the state. If it's happening in Kansas, we'll let you know about it as it happens. It's your latest news across the state of Kansas with the Mid-America Network News, and it's all right here.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
The ethanol industry pushes back on the Environmental Protection Agency's new proposed emissions standards. That's today on Successful Farming.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
You think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
A farmer's life depends on the land and sky. Every morning I hope for either sun or rain to provide a good harvest. But as I jump on my tractor, I look down at my BKT AgriMax tires and feel confident because whatever the sky brings, BKT tires are dependable, ensuring reduced soil compaction plus higher load capacity. At least my BKT tires aren't unpredictable. I can always rely on them. True problems, true solutions. BKT tires, the farmer's choice.
The Environmental Protection Agency recently issued tough new emissions standards for vehicles that would phase in between 2027 and 2032. Emily Score, Chief Executive Officer of Growth Energy, says the new standards completely missed an opportunity.
EPA's proposed standards show a lack of imagination and ignore the reality that even by the most aggressive estimates, internal combustion engines will still occupy more than half of the light-duty vehicle marketplace by 2040. This proposal would constrict innovation deforestation and risk leaving millions of tons of carbon reductions on the table, setting us on a path towards eliminating any role for proven emissions-reducing biofuel blends.
SCORE says the U.S. needs biofuels to meet the 2050 emissions goals.
In President Biden's own words, you simply can't get to net zero by 2050 without biofuels. By disregarding the contributions of low-carbon biofuels, the proposal puts a thumb on the scale for one technology at the expense of others, rather than giving automakers the flexibility to pursue innovative strategies for decarbonizing light-duty vehicles. In order for the U.S. to meet its climate goals from the transportation sector, low-carbon biofuels must be part of any strategy to drive emissions reductions. The proposed standards should drive the adoption of the greatest possible range of technologies and fuels, particularly those that support hundreds and thousands of American jobs.
Furthermore, she says there are immediate benefits to the environment, including reducing emissions of particulate matter, carbon monoxide, and other smog-forming pollutants linked to cancer and other negative health outcomes. I'm Lori Boyer. For more information on ethanol, log on to agriculture.com.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Information from the MidAmerica Ag Network. Jeff Aiken along with you on this Friday afternoon. Here's what we're looking at right now on the boards. May corn is at 633 and a quarter. That's up 6 1/4. July corn at 585, and that's up right now 3 1/2. Looking at Kansas City wheat for May, 797. That's up 18 1/4. Kansas City wheat for July, 779 3/4. That's up 14 1/2. May oats, right now, 312, that's down 2 1/4 currently. Looking at soybeans for May, 1441, that's up 14 1/4. July soybeans, 1420 1/2, that's up 16 3/4 right now. Looking at cotton for May, 8082, that's up $2.19. July cotton, 8081, that's up 41 cents right now. Live cattle for April, 174.50. That's down 95 cents. Live cattle for June, 165.45. That's up 1/4. Feeder cattle for May, 210.85. That's down 67.5 cents. Feeder cattle for August, 230.65. That's down 92.5 cents. Take a look at crude oil for June, 76.34. That's up $1.58. Crude oil for July, 76.17. That's up $1.59. Gold right now for June, $19.99.20. That's up 20 cents. Gold for August, $28.50. That's up 60 cents right now. Silver for May, $25.02. That's up 3 cents. Silver for July, $25.23. And that's up 2 pennies right now. Taking a look at Wall Street. Well, the Dow is up more than 100 points today. It's headed for the best monthly gain since January for this month. Right now, the Dow is up 239, S&P up 30, NASDAQ up 59. That's a look at your markets information from the MidAmerica Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken.
At Midwest Kia, we know that car shopping can feel like one big April Fool's joke. Finding available inventory, qualifying for a good rate on the loan, and making sense of all the promises being advertised can take all the fun out of car shopping. Not this April, and not at Midwest Kia. Come see us for the promise of a better way to buy. Simple processes, transparent pricing, never marked up over MSRP, and always with the intention of getting you into your new Kia fast. Get up to $1,500 in rebates and special APR offers as low as 2.9% on your next new Kia. We've got the vehicles in stock, ready to go, and the staff to help you find the perfect fit for you. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. This April, don't be fooled by the old car sales tricks. Visit us at MidwestKia.com and experience the better way to buy. And remember, we want to see you in a Midwest Kia. $1,500 rebate off MSRP. In stock units only. 2023 Kia Niro EV. 2.9% APR after 48 months. $2,209 per month for 1,000 financed. Qualifying buyers only. See dealer for details.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides.
and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Alfalfa weevils are officially back and hatching after the last several weeks of weather in Kansas. I'm Malia Walker, and this is Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network. K-State field crop entomologist Jeff Whitworth shares information on alfalfa weevils.
Alfalfa weevils probably are first serious major pest that we see in all crops every year because they're a cool weather insect, as alfalfa is, so they come around earlier, it seems to me, every year. This year is no difference. Alfalfa weevil adults lay eggs in the fall in alfalfa in the stems, either vertical stems or horizontal stems, so they're well hidden. You can see them. They're kind of an orange or a golden color, and it's kind of neat to go out and try and sample for them, but they're well hidden. The eggs in the stems will start overwintering and start accumulating thermal units or growing degree days, and we've developed a thermal unit accumulation system or growing degree day system to be able to predict when these eggs hatch starting January 1st. It's really pretty useful. But again, you use the system and you got to go out and ground truth whether the eggs are really hatching or not, because every little field's just a little bit different by a week or two.
Whitworth explains testing infestation level and treatment.
The main thing is you got to get out and sample. And sampling is really pretty easily done, I think, in my opinion. You just go out and pull stems, shake them vigorously in a white bucket, count the number of larvae that fall out, and remember how many stems you had, and that gives you your infestation level. One of the triggers that we use for treating for alfalfa weevil is a 30 to 50% infestation level. That's when we start treating with an insecticide. If we get cold temperatures, that will slow down the hatch also. When they're active, and they're only active once a year, that's the time when we get spring colliding with winter temperatures and rain, sleet, snow, and the weevils are still out there feeding 24/7. Anytime the temperature's over 45 degrees, they don't mind the wind, the rain, they're feeding.
Whitworth goes on to discuss the problem with spraying for alfalfa weevils too early.
This year, we haven't had much moisture, so the impact of the feeding in the weevils is really showing up a lot more. So a lot of guys are spraying a little bit earlier than they would. But one of the problems is if you have enough eggs laid, you're going to have another flush of eggs hatching and therefore another bunch of larvae feeding on the crop. So if you go out 2 weeks ago and you sprayed, that will probably do a pretty good job of killing the larvae, but then you're going to have more eggs hatch. These insecticides only last 10 to 14 days. So once you've treated and those eggs are going to continue to hatch, there's not going to be any vegetation that has the residue on it from the previous insecticide. So you may have to go back, you may have to spray twice, you may have to spray three times.
That was Jeff Whitworth, K-State field crop entomologist, discussing alfalfa weevils. I'm Malia Walker, and this has been Agriculture Today.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
KNDY.
Join us as we step back in time Sunday afternoons with the Neon Beat. This is your host, John Christopher, and I invite you to listen in as we share all of the great songs from the past, from the big bands to swing, early classics, and even some more recent favorites. You're sure to appreciate the variety and the memories. Tune in Sunday afternoons, 1 to 6 p.m., live on KNDY, AM 1570 and FM 94.1.
Radio be right for you? If you're considering a career move that can put your skills to work in an interesting and impactful way, call us today at KNDY.
We are looking to round out our team with the right individual who wants to make a difference in communicating news and information while providing entertainment and all while supporting and building our local businesses.
Perhaps you or someone you know has some radio or media experience.
Perhaps you have a talent that you'd like to share.
Tell us what you bring to the table, and let's see if we're the right fit for you. Up front, our small market approach does demand a multitask individual who's willing and able to grow, learn, and adapt.
We'd be particularly interested in those outgoing, creative personalities. A background with technology and multimedia applications would be helpful.
But any past experience or career interest in radio, small business development, marketing, and communications would be considered. This could be part-time or full-time, depending on your level of experience and expectations.
Since a major focus of radio is helping businesses succeed and grow through effective marketing, any background or interest in this area is especially helpful.
Again, give us a shout if you or someone you know is interested in joining us at KNDY. We're a long-time, locally owned and operated business and offer a fun, fast-paced environment with flexibility and long-term rewards.
Learn more on our website, kndyradio.com, then reach out with your questions and or application today.
So much classic country, we had to put it on two stations, 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville. Now, ABC News.